Welcome to this episode. We are on this beautiful spiritual sojourn and we are deep in our practices. In this episode, I hope to provide inspiration for you cultivating new sacred habits. Sacred habits that become the way in which you approach and live your life in inviting in the beauty of the ordinary. You can think about something brand new to experience as sacred, or you can look at something that is a part of your daily rituals and habits and begin to recognize how you can make this sacred, how you can live the sacred in what you do and think and feel. Enjoying far more all of the moments of your life. Thank you. Enjoy. The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is your inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, and incredible. Your inner wisdom guides you to live your highest potential, to live a life of purpose, and to experience all that you are as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights and sacred truth that have helped so many live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, live empowered and free and of their authentic happiness. To seek a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our authentic power and to witness the infinite beauty and joy of life that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When you awaken to this, you easily access the guidance of your inner wisdom, and you see the beauty of life unfold in perfect ways to support you as you manifest all of what you want. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, and as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. What are the sacred moments you live? The idea of cultivating sacred moments is to bring both awareness and attention onto the daily aspects of life that know no bounds, that live in the ordinary, that are destined for greatness. It is seeing with eyes of great measure what is in store, what is truly possible, what is abundant and sacred. Sacred defined is highly valued and important, special, worthy of reverence and respect, most beautiful. In the eyes of the beholder, of a spiritual or religious nature. In love and grace, all towards the sojourn of living awake and aware. Sacred implies that there is something indeed special and meaningful in the moments that you create through awareness and attention and with an open heart. In the possibilities of the moments before you, and in noticing, holding presence to the experiences unfolding. Sacred is to bring an attention of meaning to the everyday. It can be an auspicious ceremony in a temple, in a faraway country that you have gathered in witness of. And it can also be the way in which you experience the first part of your day in the quiet solitude of peace. Of serenity, of an open heart, of prayer, of meditation, of beingness. All towards living a more meaningful and spiritual life. A peaceful life. In the moments of now, think about what makes your life sacred. Close your eyes. Walk with me through the various parts of your day in slow motion. Watch yourself as if watching a movie of yourself living yesterday. What do you see? What of yesterday was indeed sacred? There is this essence of sacred that lives in each moment of life. If you choose to witness the bounty of what is in the present, it becomes this powerful infinity you have for holding witness to the careful, thoughtful attention you give. Sacred can be a glance, a knowing, an appreciating. It can be a sound that you join, merging as one. It can be a moment of connection with another living being, an animal, birds, nature itself, that is the reminder that you are not alone. You are this beautiful divine oneness within and beyond. Hold your eyes closed a little longer. You are the metaphor for what sacred can become, for how sacred can live within you and in your immediate surroundings and of your spiritual path throughout the rest of your life. Here and in the foreground of forever, life's moments are witnessed in support of you. They are love and blessings to be nourished, to surrender into, to enjoy deeply. And there are also the sacred moments that you live by choice, curating the journey with deep significance, knowing that all in this beautiful life exists as a myriad of possibilities, intentions, and the sources of all that is seen and unseen, and all in support of you. I have next a mantra if you would like to remind yourself even more. You can repeat these words together with me. I live the sacred. I live the sacred in the ordinary moments of life. I live the sacred in now. You can use any of these or choose a mantra that reminds you of the special and distinct moments of life that are always and forever present and always in place for the journey ahead. And a final question to reflect upon. Allow your inner wisdom to answer. How will I invite in the sacred? Let your answer linger here with you for a few moments. To live the sacred in all moments of life is to live a life of pure happiness and love and all for you. All towards the life of possibility and great beauty that you are ready for. Now, with your eyes gently opening, can you ground in this moment all of the possibilities for living the sacred? In everything and most everything. I invite you to share your experiences of this meditation with me. You can share your feedback right here or send me an email. Thank you so much for joining me here. This is Dorothy Zanori Juno. Namaste.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. With your support, with your love, it's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside and sending you great love. This is Dorothy Zanori Juno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at DorotheZanoriJuno.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.